Blog Talk Radio.
What time is it? 10:17 is what the time is. This is OB Max Zone from 10:17. Chris Squad Mafia. In the building with my homie, Ben Freezy. And that.
Yo, what is the DJ Bad?
Yo, don't hurt him, son.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Power Talk with OG Mac Drama and Maddie M. We're going to play a little bit of music, and then we're going to have our special guest, which is Lord Chaos, come on, and Maddie M, along with the rest of the crew, will be here very shortly. The first thing we're going to do is last night on Sideways with Shells and Maddie M, which is also right here on Top Star Hip Hop Radio. We had a guest, Super Bossa Nova, and we are going to play one of his songs called Say I. Here we go.
Hampton Music.
Hey, I only wanna love and fuck with you. Pull up in that Bentley truck with you. That baby girl say I only wanna taste you and get high. I only wanna love and fuck with you. Pull up in that Bentley truck with you. That baby girl say I only wanna taste you and get high.
Yeah, you know my lifestyle. Guns, your clouds, in the night sky. Me and you live in Quimba. Only when I fuck you in the night time. Cause all that freeze come out in the night time. Whoa, hot girl, summer this show, yeah, for sure. Cold ass nigga drippin' ice, of course. That drop alone, I keep close to. That bring it back up like the last time that you said that you wanted me. I remember kissing and touching and you telling me I better be the only one.
Yeah. Pull up in that Bentley truck with you. That baby girl say yeah. Only wanna taste you and get high. I only wanna
love and fuck with you. Pull up in that Bentley truck with you. That baby girl say yeah. Only wanna taste you and get high. Yeah, you know my lifestyle. Guns, your clouds in the night sky. Me and you live in quiet. Only wanna fuck you in the night time. Cause all that freeze come out in the night time. Whoa, hot girl, summer this show, yeah, for sure. Cold ass nigga drippin' ice, of course. That drop below like you're supposed to. That bring it back up like the last time that you said that you wanted me. I remember kissing and touching and you telling me I better be the only one.
Yeah.
I better be the only one.
I only wanna love and fuck with you. Pull up in that Bentley truck with you. That baby girl say yeah. Only wanna taste you and get high. I only wanna love and fuck with you. Pull up in that Bentley truck with you. That baby girl say yeah. Only wanna taste you and get high.
All right, and that was Bossa Nova. We have got Maddie. What's up, Maddie?
Hey, what up, girl? Sorry, I'm just watching The Simpsons. Okay, we muted. Yo, what's good? Long time no speak, huh?
Long time no speak.
Yo, you my sister, girl. You definitely my sister. You family to me. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I believe that wholeheartedly. Yeah. So, tonight we have got a special guest, Lord Chaos, is going to be in the house, and
okay.
We're going to play a little bit more music before we get to his interview, just a recap of different artists, and then we're going to get into his interview. Mac Drama is not going to be able to be here tonight, so he's not feeling the best, so we have to just do what we do and push on.
Yeah, but he's putting what up, everyone.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's
and
ABC, yeah, what up?
He also, I want to let you all know, Power Talk with OG Mac Drama and Maddie M is right here on Top Star Hip Hop Radio every Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And some of you that haven't got to our Wednesday show yet, that's where I fall in. Wednesday we have Sideways with Shells and Maddie M, and that's at 9 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
as well on Top Star Hip Hop Radio. I'm also the programming director for Rich Watch.
That's what I was about to say. You're always in. You're always in.
Yeah, I'm always here.
Yeah,
it's
the best
not,
program
like...
director on the planet.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
No
I'll
doubt.
Pay your $100 after the show, just like I told you to say it. So, you know, I got to tell you a little story real quick, okay? Because I know I have told you this before, but I was walking through the house, and I got ready to come outside. Now, I'm running behind, like always, because I'm trying to, like, post and you know what you do, how you're doing everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm trying to also cook dinner and everything else. So I'm running through the house, and I come to go outside because I come outside to do the podcast so you all don't hear my kids screaming, you know, at somebody on Call of Duty and think somebody's dying. And so, anyway, I'm coming out the door, and my pants loop gets stuck on the handle of the door, and I go back. Now, not only did I go back this time, but I gracefully took out a chair, a plant, and a cup of water.
Yeah. Only you, show. Yo, honestly, that shit happens to you a lot, doesn't it? I always I wear a house coat. In my house, that's all I wear. But yeah, I've been yanked back too before, but never took out some plants though.
Like, what?
Not for the muscle issue, but yeah, that's it.
Yeah, you did what?
No, I said that shell. Why don't you tell everyone if they didn't hear on our show last night about the snake down your shirt? I was telling my mom today. Yo, she
my
cried,
God.
Or she laughed so hard that she almost peed herself, you know? A woman of that age, yeah. She's like, that's Jelly. She's always in something. She says hi,
right.
By the way. Yeah, I spent
just
the day
that's telling her I said hi. Okay, so
yeah, we went to both today.
Night.
Oh, I got to say one thing, just real quick, and then you continue. While I remember, shout out to P-Funk for sending me those dope clothes, P-Funk, The Last Disciple, and second, Alberta. It's our vote. So I voted today. And all I got to say is this. I'm not saying who I voted for, but there's two women on the ballot. And whoever gets in, both of you girls better keep your promises, honestly. Anyways, I'm done, Shells. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, thank you for voting. So yesterday, guys, I'm a country girl, in case y'all can't tell by my accent. Everybody says I sound country, but I don't hear it. So...
that's the most hilarious thing to me is that you don't hear it, but why would you, right? Because I kind of don't hear my voice either. That's why I don't listen to my own radio shows, because I don't want to hear it. But yeah, you have the most beautiful little voice. I honestly think you do voiceover work. Oh, it's
well,
perfect.
Thank
and
you.
And you're a gangster. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah,
I won't interrupt.
Sometimes. I'm out. Oh, my God. Sorry. Interruption. There is a new cat in my territory. I don't know what's going on here, but I have one farm cat and another cat just creeped up, and it's getting ready to go down up in this bitch. Anyway, so I was outside pressure washing the siding and the roof and everything like that. Like, you know, it's the porch. It has the roof on it. I don't know what you would call it. It's not like a porch, you know, it's just where our steps are. Anyway, so I was pressure washing it because it's, tin. It's a tin roof on top of it, and I was pressure washing it. And next thing I know, I felt something, and then only did I feel something, it slid down my hair, into my shirt, down my back. I was flipping out. It was a snake. A snake had got down my shirt, and to say the least,
now that you said it this time, it's hilarious. A snake down my shirt, like a snake on a plane. Snake down my shirt.
It's not like, it's like Woody, there's a snake in my boots, but there was a snake in my shirt. And, yeah, that was like one of the most terrifying, like, things that, I mean, that's terrifying. And I've been through a lot of shit in my life. And that probably that was very chaotic for me, to say the least. But, yeah, anyway. So, Tina Turner passed away yesterday.
Yeah, rest in peace.
Yeah, right. She was a music icon. And
yeah,
rest
cool.
in peace to Tina Turner. Yeah. You know, when her and Bobby Brown were together, like, I was a huge Tina Turner fan and Bobby Brown fan. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But that was before they did, like, the names, Brangelina and all that stuff. You know how they do with couples and stuff like that?
Yeah, I know. It's mostly, like, disgusting, but yeah.
So,
what did they do for them? Do you have one for them?
I was going to tell you. So, no, there wasn't. They didn't do that then. They didn't have the whole, you know, put the names together, make something out of it, right?
Yeah.
So, I was talking to my son today, and I was like, you know, we were discussing this exact same topic, and I said, well, they didn't really do, you know, the whole name thing then. And he said, so what was their names again? Because, you know, he doesn't remember they were married or anything like that, because that was back in my day. And I was like, Bobby Brown and Tina Turner, right? And he was like, well, we can think for a minute. Bobby Brown, Tina Turner. And he was like, how about... He was like, how about Boner? And I was like, sweetheart.
How about what?
Boner. Because you got the B-O of the Bobby Brown and the Turner, the N-E-R. Anyway, I was like, do you realize what you just said, son? And he turned pale white. He was like, oh, my God. I can't believe I just said that. He didn't even realize he was saying it. He was just spouting out stuff, and that was so funny.
It should be Burner, right?
Bobby Brown and Tina Turner.
Burner.
He just took the B O from Bobby.
Yeah.
Johnny.
No, I know. I got it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell him that was horrible, man. That was a rare miss.
It's like, okay. I mean, it was just funny, though, because, you know, he's a teenager, and he was just, like, sitting here talking to his mom, and when he said that, it was just like, oh, my God, and his whole body turned white, like a pale sheet.
Yeah, well, I don't think that's the worst thing he said to you over the years.
Probably. That was probably the most embarrassing thing he's ever said to me.
Really?
Really.
Yeah, he's a good boy.
He doesn't cuss or anything, you know what I mean? I mean, like, even not around me, he doesn't cuss. Because his friends are like, man, just say hell. And he'll be like, no. No. I don't know. It's just the way he is. So. Yeah.
That's good.
If he didn't cook for me. Good. I know that.
Yeah, right?
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. All right. So now I'm gonna put some more music on for a second, guys. We're going to do a couple of songs, and then we're going to come back in and bring on our guest, Lord Chaos.
All right, sounds good.
I love that. All right, here we go. This is Frost Dance.
Hey, the end of 2021. Frost. 200. If they hate you, let them hate. If they patient, let them wait. Ain't nobody say they perfect, bet we all make some mistakes. If you lose, you not a failure, but you quit, you a disgrace. It's like tortoise in the hare, and you know who win the race. So throw your hands up and dance. Pay me in advance. About to board this Avion, that means planes begin in France. Women call me a magician, cause I'm magic with my hands. Smoking trees and getting money, only thing I understand. So throw your hands up and dance.
Throw your hands up.
Just throw your hands up and dance.
Throw your hands up and dance.
Women call me a magician, cause I'm magic with my hands. Smoking trees and getting money, only thing I understand. It gets pretty
hard to make it if they never take a chance on you. You find yourself in hairy situations like tarantulas. Opportunity keep calling you, you better answer. Cause if your situation's shitty, you need to take advantage of it. That thing she did with her tongue, I bet her man would love it. Fuck that nigga, kill that nigga, help him meet the man above him. My tongue a lethal weapon, Mel Gibson and Danny Glover. 816, that's where I'm from, like undercover brother. I just smoked an L, I'm about to roll another. Like someone naked in the snow, I'm a cold motherfucker. If it's some business, won't discriminate the color. Bought the bottle while he only buy you one and not another. Throw your hands up and dance, pay me in advance. About to board this avion, that mean plane speaking in France. Women call me a magician cause I'm magic with my hands. Smoking trees and getting money, only thing I understand. Crazy, I ain't died yet. Fly like I'm a pilot. Codename me Johnny Depp, I chase booty like a pirate. Never seen the Caribbean, but I slept with Europeans. Plus I found an angel, cause she fucked me like a demon. I should probably call her Ripley's, I got bars you won't believe. Turn your town into a ghost, just roll through like tumbleweed. At your neck like you was capping, I refuse to take a knee. I ain't never acting make-believe, cause fake I hate to see. I know COVID is a virus, but you rappers a disease. My flow sicker than the flu, on the mic is where I sneeze. Tryna get my slice and play like a kid at Chuck E. Cheese. But right now I'm getting hot, so I'm rolling up my sleeves. Throw your hands up and dance, pay me in advance. About to board this avion, that mean plane speaking in France. Women call me a magician cause I'm magic with my hands. Smoking trees and getting money, only thing I understand. So throw your hands up and dance. Just throw your hands up and dance. Women call me a magician from the way I use my hands. Smoking trees and getting money, only thing I understand. So throw your hands up and dance. Just throw your hands up and dance. Women call me a magician cause I'm magic with my hands. Smoking trees and getting money, only thing I understand. Just throw your hands up and dance. Just throw your hands up and dance. Women call me a magician cause I'm magic with my hands. Smoking trees and getting money, only thing I understand. 200.
Now what's going on up in this world today? So much hate and pain, feels like we're fading away. Everybody's struggling deep inside, losing faith, don't wanna fight. Feeling hopeless every night, losing lives left and right. Constantly we losing sight with nowhere to hide. Got nowhere to run, no more tears to cry. No more hope inside, when I look into the sky I feel defeated and life is right in front of my eyes. God is blowing my mind, and I'm losing control. I've been running and running, but there's nowhere to go. Hitting corner after corner, it's a dead end road. Everybody's sick and dying like the world's turning cold. Like the devil's in control, but I know they can't be. You're the one and almighty, almighty king. So clear this dark path for my vision to see, and shine a light up on these people so they know to follow me. Let's go!
I feel like I'm running on a mouse wheel, going nowhere day by day. Am I trapped inside a big cage with the door to open? Here's a toast to holding. We don't just keep coping, but I know I'll keep choosing kindness, even while we're stuck in this thick cage.
And you know me, I always choose the kind way to go. No matter what life brings, I always take the higher road. Always coping, worry, hoping the rope is showing in a way. Loosen up around my neck and make the bad go away. But not today or any day that I ever live. The only thing to do is raise and teach our kids the right things to do, yeah, the right way to go. Life is what it is, living a moment and a goal. Look, I climb up the step pole all the way to the top. Believing in the mirror, you can never be stopped. Feed and bleed it at your soul for what you believe. Long sleeves when it's cold to keep you from the breeze. But the vision is the key in the art to see what's invisible to others. So hear these words I speak. Faith is what we need, just follow his lead. From the man who gave it all, even the breath that we breathe. Come on!
I feel like I'm running on a mouse wheel, going nowhere day by day. Am I trapped inside a big cage with the door to open? Here's a toast to hoping. We don't just keep coping, but I know I'll keep choosing kindness, even while we're stuck in this thick cage.
I'll ever see the sun again, I ever hear the sun. I
fantasize of a life with no strife, with a knife ain't like a spell that I've been under. I lose track of mistakes, it takes to make me break, only thing that makes me shudder. But then I realized it was on me in the beginning, every case I'm with a hunger. Remember visits to the methadone clinic, remember people everywhere, but I felt alone in it. Went back to the car, was living and wrote some songs in it. Took some time to think about life, I put my all in it. They don't wanna hear a real story, I have to talk about it. Let them know my lessons I've learned, I cannot walk around it. Taking negatives and turning them to positives, and I promise you that you can do it too, we trying to live here.
Yeah. I feel like I'm running on a mouse wheel, going nowhere. They say, am I trapped inside a big cage with the door to open? Here's a toast to hoping we don't just keep coping. But I know I'll keep choosing kindness, even while we're stuck in this sickness.
No, no. No, no. Screaming no, no, no. No, no, no.
Hey, yo, Pluto. You want braids?
Yeah. I ain't never hated on a nigga, no, no. That ain't in my DNA, nigga, no, no. Loyalty's a must, I got love for my dog. Choosing wisely, cause some of them don't love you at all. I ain't never looked down on my nigga, no, no. Wanna see all my niggas win, so I'ma pray for them niggas, yeah. Yeah. So I'ma pray for them niggas, ride or die. If I got a problem, they gon' slide. Catch me, Dolly, then it's you or I. Fuckin' with the gang is suicide. Fuckin' with the gang is suicide. Cause we the most hate. Closed mouth, can't talk about the game the pros playin'. Give a fuck about a bitch, how much them hoes weighin'. Be careful, them niggas dangerous, that's what them hoes sayin'.
Catch you lacking, walk you down, hat out with
no casing. Don't be smart, cause niggas talk when they in low places. No face, no case, gotta close cases. Cause if it's getting it right, ain't no chance of probation. Cause if it's getting it right, ain't no chance of probation. No, 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 no. Tell the judge to free all of my niggas, I can hear them singing. No, 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 no. Tell the judge to free all them real niggas, fuck them haters, yeah. I ain't never hated on a nigga, no, no. That ain't in my DNA, nigga, no, no. Loyalty's a must, I got love for my dog. Choosing wisely, cause some of them don't love you at all. No, 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 no. Choosing wisely, cause some of them don't love you at all. Screaming, no, 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 no. Choosing wisely, cause some of them don't love you at all.
Like a star, you know I'm the best. Sound like a star, you know I'm the best. I look like a star, you know I'm the best. I sound like a star, you know I'm the best. From nothing to something, I came up correct. All of my demons are never in check. Sending your star and say what the heck. Said on my God, I wouldn't expect. Looking for angels with marks in my chest. Hitting my path, so I headed out west. Pull up in here and I look, I'm the best. Nothing to something, my life was a test. From nothing to something, I came up correct. All of my demons are never in check. Sending your star and say what the heck. Said on my God, I wouldn't expect. Looking for angels with marks in my chest. Hitting my path, so I headed out west. Pull up in here and I look, I'm the best. From nothing to something, my life was a test. They open mouths and they talk about something. I waited a while to think about nothing. Thinking my mind had a hold of love. Thinking my father, I knew he was bluffing. Got me so angry, was huffing and puffing. And all of that pushing, it turned into shoving. Seeing you angles and knew what was coming. I'm beating myself, Kid Kong, and I'm drumming.
Gospel out of focus. New life, life turning bogus. Always been the one you notice. Don't be acting like you notice. I remember time, but would abuse it. Looking back, my life, I could confuse it. Ain't blame myself, I'd accuse it. Then it's just my life, at least I choose it. And this bread, I paid it. And this depression, I hate this. Look at star guys, I'm gazing. I'm guessing life has been crazy.
Fuck all complaining and fuck all the wanting. Dealing with me is that dealing with stunning. Lacking my patience, I feel like reclining. I'm all on my t-shirt, will never deny.
Nothing is something, I came up correct. All of my demons are never in check. Seen in your star and say, what the heck? Sin of my God, I wouldn't expect. Looking for angels with marks in my chest. Hating my past, so I headed out west. Pulled up in here, you know I'm the best. From nothing to something, my life was a test. From nothing to something, I came up correct. All of my demons are never in check. Seen in your star and say, what the heck? Sin of my God, I wouldn't expect. Looking for angels with marks in my chest. Hitting my path, so I headed out west. Would've been here, no look, I'm the best. Nothing is something, my life is a death. Begging for mercy, the words I've been hearing. Asking my heart and you niggas gon' fear it. Lend it some money, I know you gon' fear it. And if I go take it back, you gon' hear it. Been looking
dice. I fight with all my might. My facts up with the knife, so I feared him with the right. Yes, I feared him with the right. I told him what's inside, and next you did in daylight. You'll see me up all night. When I think about it, I'm Anubis. My God, you wouldn't choose this. My off words, but I'm ruthless. But they put niggas so clueless. So acapella, no careless. Man, fuck the games, I don't play this. I go old school with cases. Balenciaga say this. So set up on the niggas with the basics. Go more to your knee with the matrix. I know a few months to get paid this. Think of my past, like this is what made this. Nothing is something, I came up correct. All of my demons are never in check. Seen a new star and say, what the heck? Then, oh my God, I wouldn't expect. Looking for angels with marks in my chest. Hating my past, so I headed out west. Full of in here, you know I'm the best. From nothing to something, my life was a test. From nothing to something, I came up correct. All of my demons are never in check. Seen a new star and say, what the heck? Then, oh my God, I wouldn't expect. Looking for angels with marks in my chest. Hating my past, so I headed out west. Pulled up in here, you know I'm the best. From nothing to something, my life was a test. Yeah, yeah.
You already know, pulling out my heart. She's out here, OCPEP. You already know, this is Junior Nation. Your boy representing Mulatto Junior. Don't play with me. We working, baby.
Baker Hoff beat.
Put your hands up to the sky. Waiting side to side if you're feeling fly. It's a celebration of life. It's a celebration of life. Only live once, you gotta do it right.
Hey, 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 your girl here, she finally made it. Hey, hey, chillin' with the gods and the deities. Ain't nothing you hoes can say to me. I'm feeling so elevated. And the class can't never be graded. Cause you up now, cause it faded. Hey. Everything in this life was meant for me. Royalty, all the fancy cars and diamond rings. Can you believe financial security? I'm building empires in my life that you can never reach. Free, got Lotto right here by my side. Definition of a ride or die. Third eye open, now your girl can fly and I can't be stopped. Like I said, we headed to the top. Getting money, boy, we ain't gotta lie. No, I said to shoot up it 1,000 times, but that's on me.
Yeah.
What's understood don't need to be said, it's written. Got wrote it in my book so it can't be in red. Game took it. Ain't talking cash, can't have my time. Just leave your girl alone and scatter out here celebrating life. Put your hands up to the sky. Waiting side to side if you're feeling fly. I want my hands to feel it. Ooh, I want my hands to see this. We dipped up, dressed up, brought the weed up, put a drink up, put another ball in my double cup. Money so tall and standing up, we celebrate.
Out of patience, so I be running out certain patients. Got me private jet vacation, take it. Sorry, you ain't relating to how I elevated my relations with a queen that's black and Caucasian. Don't matter the occasion, blaze like Jamaicans. Blue basic game, three-way marriage made have been breaking an everyday payday, so you know we celebrating, appreciating life.
What?
Done opened up my third eye, can't wait for the spiritual stop. And I got a down chick to ride.
What?
So we both on the other side, that's why I stay so high, God. Every day I see a new block, every move I make feel right. In touch with my chakras, I believe. Mommy, show me that new light. I'm a fucking king, look me in my eye when you talk to me and don't fucking lie. For my niggas, I fucking rock. And if you need me to, I fucking drop. When it comes to money, I'm in overdrive. Drive over if you're trying to celebrate. This ain't nothing new, do this every day. I wake and bake, celebrate the breath I take. Top my grind, your breath I take. Or come with a cloud nine if you know how to celebrate life.
Put your hands up to the sky. Waiting side to side if you feel it fly.
Floating on cloud now, yeah. Feeling too high, can't even must come down, yeah.
Who
that is?
It's the messenger.
They say I'm floating, floating on cloud nine. I'm feeling too high now, can't even must come down. I live in the sky now, this is my lifestyle. I'm feeling too high now, such a beautiful sight now. Floating. Floating, 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 I'm floating.
They say I'm floating,
too hot, might be smoking,
smoking.
Double back with the potion,
ocean.
Too smooth, baby lotion.
Ocean.
I just move with the motion,
ocean.
La mama wetter than an ocean.
Ocean.
Told her jump a bonus,
yeah.
Cause I'm the golden woman, I'm chosen, 24 COVID. They say I'm the man, yeah.
Yeah.
Cool me down, I need a bang, yeah.
Yeah.
Been overloading like fan mail.
Yeah.
And I'm too country like a fan mail.
Yeah.
The game has been missing this real
oh,
rap.
Yeah.
I live what I say, this is real
yeah.
fact. And nothing changed with my address. I've been piercing Georgia since Craglin.
Tell them I want it, I'm hungry, I need it.
This is my year, man, and this is my season.
Y'all say this a ghetto gospel, y'all been preaching.
But I just been sitting back just like a deacon.
I cannot let you lie no longer.
It's about to get hotter than a chin soda.
Cause I'm by my bread and my cream last through.
You supported me, stop lying. I never knew you.
They say I'm floating, floating on cloud nine. I'm feeling too high now, can't even must come down. I live in the sky now, this is my lifestyle.
I'm feeling too high now, such a beautiful sight now. Floating, 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 floating.
I'm like a hoverboard from a small city with a lot of heart. Nothing but old trees and back roads, and everybody in the hood talk slow. I'm on now, in my zone now, but I still show the hood love. On the road now, I'm doing shows now, but I still throw my hood up. My son tell people my daddy's a star, so I stay charged up like electrical car. I remember stunting in that green Honda, now I'm floating in something that's going
tomorrow. When I came along with my brother,
better than we used to be.
Uh-huh.
When I came a long way from the all-white tees and a pair of Jabot jeans.
That right.
Now when I go in the store, I can get what I want. No, I'm not bragging, I'm blessing, I know. My life could have turned out a different way. When I open my eyes, I'm giving them thanks.
Lord,
take your pen and you can quote this. I'm the hottest and I know it. You watching the game while it's low, but I got the code.
They say I'm floated, floating on cloud nine. I'm feeling too high now, KNE must come down. I live in the sky now, this is my lifestyle. I'm feeling too high now, such a beautiful sight now. Floating, I'm floating.
Man, you know what the fuck it is, my man. Push Crinkle, bro.
Dirty World Music.
Yeah.
Dirty.
One, two.
Dirty.
We get them pad like a stench. My niggas don't go. Yeah. Niggas ain't asking no questions. Careful, my youngest is Rick. Try me and shit can get hit. We how this shit ain't no turning down. Still get that love when we slide around. It be the end if you hear that pound. My hitters on go when I am around. Yo, yes I am high off some drugs. I hit the moves with my thugs. Midnight of riding with gloves. No fingerprints on the slug. We send that whole to the mug. I like the action it brings. I like the pack when it's cream. You break the green and the cream. You hit my line like a fiend, but I'm on the phone with OG. I leave the feds looking clueless. I move around like Frank Lucas. I'm so low key to the shanks, but I keep an army of troopers, shakers and movers. The smoke like a hooker. I'm like the rock, you the other guy. I keep the pot where the oven lies. Put the work on the diet, we stay the size. Turn a 459 to a homicide. Yeah, Dirty World, we up next. Moving weight, no flex. Tell the DJ cut the check, or I can't even do the set. Put in work and ride for the set. Taking off, you niggas all set. Too much drip, these niggas upset. They gon' hate the shit I do next. Want a meal but still touching the grand. I need the bread in my hand like they put my bread on demand. They telling police I'm the man. Yeah, I'm the man. Fuck a pig, put the bread on the ham. Got bail if we stuck in the jam. I get them canned like a spam. I get them clapped by his fam. They let the fam at the fam.
We get them packed like a stitch.
My niggas don't go. Niggas ain't asking no questions. Careful, my youngest is Rick. Try me and shit can get hectic. We out of shit, ain't no turning down. Still get that love when we slide around. It be the end if you hear that pound. My hitters on go when I am around. We get them pound like a cinch. My niggas on go. Niggas ain't asking no questions. Careful, my youngest is Rick. Try me and shit can get hectic. We out of shit, ain't no turning down. Still get that love when we slide around. It be the end if you hear that pound. My hitters on go when I am around.
All right. So I hope you all enjoyed the little variety of music that we had there. That was some of our artists that we've had on throughout the days.
Yeah,
we had the Messenger, Frost, P-Funk, Lyrics to Vision, Mulatto Jr. How was Mulatto's show last night?
Yo, it was pretty dope. Actually, you know what? Well, I had to find out that I heard it was dope. I came because of our show last night. I was a little late. So I had to put them on early, but the rest of the show, match out was dope. Man. It was all sold out, so everything was cool. But I missed the show. Mm-hmm. So, I've never seen a club put on some dude at 9. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. But, yeah, no, everything went good. Thanks for asking.
cool. Dope. And there was also, in that little mixture of music that we just did, was Big V of Nappy Roots as well.
Yeah, don't you love him, man? What a, he's the best. And you got Scatter in there, too, Miss Scatter.
Oh, yeah, I had Scatter,
Who was the second track we played with the girl singing? I forget, because, yeah, that song's dope, man. I love that track.
Yeah. That was Lyrics to Vision. All right, well, we have, I guess, Lord Chaos. We also have a couple of callers that want to talk. But we're, without further ado, we're going to bring our guest of the hour on, Lord Chaos. How are you doing, sir?
Peace, peace. How's everybody doing?
Good, man. Good to have you.
Good vibes going on tonight.
Yeah, no doubt.
We love the vibe, all positive, good, happy things.
Yeah,
that's what it's about. That's what it's about.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So, Lord Chaos, since you're on, you haven't probably heard me before, so I'm going to tell you my little acronym for music, because music is a part of me, and these days that we do the radio is a time that I get to relax, sit back, and just enjoy and let my soul feel what other people are trying to say. So, music is man understanding, soul inspired communication.
Music understanding, soul inspired communication. That's peace right there. That's peace. I like that.
Copyright self.
copyright that.
I did a copyright on it when I was 14.
That's dope. That's dope. I like that.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about you. OG wanted to tell you he's sorry he couldn't be here, but, you know, life happens.
Yeah, Shell sent me your EPK, man. Wow. Like, wow. You've been around, haven't you? Yeah, speak on it.
Yeah, I've done a lot. You know, been around a lot, moved around a lot of inspiring people. I don't really like the name drop, you know what I'm saying, but I'm going to have to. You know what I'm saying? I worked with a lot of people in the industry.
Sometimes you got it, man.
I'll start with DJ Ron G, the legendary DJ Ron G, and my man Fence. They was the ones that kind of, like, pushed me into doing music because I was, you know, I was a knucklehead. I was in the streets doing what street dudes do, you know what I mean? And I wasn't, you know, I always had some skills, but I wasn't, you know, I didn't take it serious, you know what I mean? And so if it wasn't for the legendary DJ Ron G and Fence, who was my my manager for Universal at the time, I probably would have never got involved in the music game. So I tip my hat to them, salute to them. I also worked with my other DJ is DJ Kevy Kev Rockwell. He's an OG in the game. And when I say OG, Kevy Kev Rockwell was in the Wild Style movie, the first hip-hop movie that they ever made.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, that's my show DJ. DJ Ron G is my mixtape DJ. So when I say, you know, he's been around the game for a long time, he's been around the game, and I salute and tip my hat to him. He just came off tour, Ice-T's Art of Rap Tour. So, you know, those are my DJs, and those are the people that directly responsible for putting me in the game, you know, for directing me into the game. I've worked with... on the music tip, I've worked with Sadat X from Brand Nubian. I've worked with Tragedy Gaddafi from CNN, Capone Noriega. Who else? I've worked with Do It All from Lords of the Underground. I've worked, man, so many people I know. I got a list like forever long, you know what I mean? Like
I got
joints with Joel Ortiz, Cam, Jada, I could go on forever, you know what I mean? Just dropping names, Corrupt. We go on forever with the names, but y'all soon to hear that music. You know what I'm saying? A lot of those features I'm about to drop in the course of this summer right here, and the rest of the year I'll be dropping a lot of singles, a lot of features, a lot of solo joints, and a project. So I'm working hard on my end.
Yeah, no doubt, man. Sounds like
nice.
Yo, Shells, we gotta get him on sideways with Shells and Maddie Ann for some premieres, man. 100%.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
We have a show on Wednesday
night.
Yeah. It's that week.
I also like, you know, I move around with the bros, LB fam. You know, I go to a lot of their shows, and you know, I learned a lot of stage performance tricks and stuff like that from Big Bro, Opens the Cheeks. You know, that's the Big Bro. Bro teaches me a lot, you know what I mean? Can never stop learning.
Yeah.
Every time I go, every time I hit a show with Cheeks, I learn something different, man. You know what I'm saying? LB family, real, real, real tight to me. And also, as y'all can see, Double R, I'm really close to Double R. I work with the Rough Riders to the Rescue. Which is what they do is they trying to bring the communities back together, so to speak. You know what I mean? Just reaching out to the kids, you know, trying to bring back like that adult to youth response. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Right. I'm part of International cool. Stop the Bullying and Violence for it's a tour that I'm a part of. I believe in anything that we can help to do our youth, to help our youth, no matter what it is, anybody, actually, not just our youth, anybody, you know, if you can offer some kind of help, some kind of encouragement, some kind of something, because from what I understand from what you said, you needed that little nudge when you were in life at one point, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I just wanted to respond to what Shelly said. You know, I grew up basically, I grew up in the five boroughs. My father was doing 32 years in prison for shooting a cop, and my mother was in the streets even high. So that left me in the streets, you know what I mean? So when I got pushed into the right direction, it was like a lot off my shoulders. You know what I'm saying? It was five bids later, but, you know, I got pushed in the right direction eventually.
The point is you got there, right?
Absolutely.
Because you would have probably stayed where you were, you probably wouldn't be here right now. There's a good chance of it, you know? Because those streets are rough. I deal with a lot of I'm not associated anybody, but, like, I have family that's in Offset, you know, and my dad was murdered when I was two, and he was shot in front of me. So my dad was into that stuff. And, you know, I don't know. I just know that it's, if you play in the streets, a lot of times, and I say play loosely, don't nobody blow up my email and be like, we're gangsters, you know, and all that stuff. I'm just, you know what I'm saying? Then you're going to end up with the heat, whether it be in jail, in underground, you know, paralyzed. I have friends that are paralyzed, you know. There's a lot of things that can happen, and what a blessing it was that somebody took you under their wing.
Absolutely.
Yeah, real talk.
Absolutely.
I know what that's about, man. I know what that's about. Yeah, so, I mean, those people, once you move up, you know, you got to give them mad props, man. Because, honestly, like, there's sometimes, like, that would have been it for me anyway. So, yeah, no doubt, man. So you said
you're on that.
I forget.
I'm from uptown. I'm from the Upper West Side. I'm from Douglas Projects. You know, I roamed around Spanish Harlem, Harlem, Bronx, Brooklyn, Queens. You know, I'm an all-around dude. I done ran all over New York State, Rochester, Buffalo, Syracuse, Binghamton, Elmira. I've been all over the state, you know what I mean? And all over the state on both ends, in the streets and in prison. So, you know, I've been all over New York.
You know, I'm going to tell you. Sorry.
No, I was just going to ask you, you're still in New York then, right?
Absolutely. I'm still with the
once
it's a
New Yorker,
state
always a New Yorker.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's a dope city, man. Yeah. I love that place.
I'm going to tell you, upstate New York, near Lake Erie in Canada and all that, there is a campground up there that is my absolute most favorite place. Like, I've been all over. When I say all over, when I did my first tour, we did 6 months in 36 states, my very first tour.
Wow.
And so I've been all over. And before I got into music, I was a travel – well, I was a nurse for 15 years before I got sick. And then after – I did travel nursing at the end of my nursing career as well. So I've traveled everywhere. And right there next to Niagara Falls in Upper New York is the most beautiful place. It is so – I don't know how to describe it. It's one of the most – serene things I've ever seen in my life and experienced
in my
life.
You love this place, don't you?
Yeah, I really do.
Shell's talking about this place a lot, actually. So I can't wait. I got to see it, man. I got to see
it. We should take a trip together up there, Maddie.
Yeah, it wouldn't be that. If I come visit you, man, we could just roll up. Hey, okay.
Yeah.
Do you know a boy named D-Tech? He was called it.
What's his name?
D-Tech. Yeah, he's one of my best friends, man. Yeah, he's one of my best friends.
I heard of him.
I don't
actually know him, but I've heard of the name.
Yeah. So yeah, he's I used to go visit him in New York, man. I'd go for a week and spend like 3 months there, man. And he'd always tell me, man, it's time for you to go home. I'm like, okay, I guess. But I love New York. Yeah, people be calling me, yo, man. Yeah, it is, man. And people would be calling me saying, yo, Maddie, like, you left 5 of your dogs here and a cat, man. Like, you said you were gone for a week. And, yeah, New York is dope, man. It truly
yeah,
is.
Yeah, it's easy to get stuck. It's like a big web. You just get stuck here.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I have a little story one night. You know, me and my stories, my shell adventures. But I was in New York for the first time. Now, it was on Lovely Greyhound, mind you. My trip was on. That was the last time I took Greyhound because, you know, I mean, if I had to take it, I would, but Greyhound is not my preferred way to travel because you always got to bust
yeah.
It late. You're going to be sitting there 36 hours, and I usually get stuck beside the person that smells the worst. But anyway. So.
Yeah, and you're so kind, so you probably
constantly.
Just be listening to all that shit.
I try.
Yeah, I
you
know.
Know.
That's your problem.
And smell their shit, too. Anyway, but so we had stopped, and it was one of those lovely layovers that was supposed to be hours that turned into, like, 42 hours, you know, Lovely Greyhound.
Yeah.
And so don't expect sponsorship from Greyhound, Maddie. But anyway... So
don't what?
So
I didn't hear that. Don't what on Greyhound?
I said don't expect a sponsorship from Greyhound after this little podcast with my wonderful words of encouragement to ride the bus. But anyway, so we were stuck. Now, if you're from New York, so you know where the bus station is. It's right there in Times Square, right?
Yeah.
So I was like, okay. What am I going to do? I am in New York. I don't know anybody. And I had my now ex-boyfriend with me, which was a dirtbag. But he was like, oh, man, let's go ride around and, you know, just figure out what's going on. And I was like, okay. And he was like, man, I got to cop some weed, man. And I was like, what? Like, dude, I'm not riding around New York fucking looking for weed, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I am a white girl from West Virginia. And, you know what I'm saying? And he was like, oh, you'll be all right. You'll be all right. I'm like, okay, all right, whatever. So my dumb ass, we get in the taxi, which of all, I must say, a taxi ride in New York is an experience all in itself. Now, they fly and swerve in and out, and just, like, I was too, like, after 2 minutes into it, I just put my head down and prayed, like, for real, because, and I couldn't understand what the cab driver was saying at all, you know? And so we get to the spot that he was wanting to go, right? Now, I want to let you all know.
Did he know the spot?
No.
Did he know about
it? So let me tell you where I was.
It was
3 a.m. It was 3 a.m. He said, I know where to go to cop some weed. And I'm like, okay, whatever. I'm just going to stick with you, right? Wrong choice. So we get out of the cab. It's 3 a.m. And guess where I am? In the middle of motherfucking Harlem. So.
Yeah, you're up there.
Yeah, needless to say, this dude, like this drunk, I mean, he was drunk, but he was still great enough to help me out. It was a black guy. He came up to me and he was like, he goes, white girl, I don't know what the fuck you're doing in this side of town at this time, but you need to get your ass in the subway and get the fuck back wherever you came from because they will kick your ass. And I was like, well, where am I?
I love this story, man.
I was like, I don't even know where I am. He was like, bitch, you got to be kidding me. I was like, no. He's like, you're in Harlem. He said, he grabbed my suitcase. Because I had my little, you know, carry suitcase like thing that rolled.
Yeah.
And now here I am in Harlem at 3 a.m. with a little rolly suitcase, right? I did not know shit. And so he was like, he grabbed it and he started walking. He said, if you want to live and you want shit, you better walk with me. And I was like, okay. So he just kept walking and he was just like, giving my boyfriend hell. He was like, you've got to be one dumb son of a bitch to bring her out here. Like, you just got to be. And just kept giving him hell. And he was like, I hope you really get rid of this motherfucker when you get off. And I'm like, I'm starting to think about it now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
You got my eyes open a little bit. So we get into, he's like, we're going to take the subway. And I was like, man, I ain't never took the New York subway. Like, I've rode subways in Washington, D.C. and, like, you know, other places. But, like, not in New York. And I'm already he's got me nervous as hell, right? So come to find out, let me tell you where the dude was, that where my boyfriend took me, was to a whorehouse that he heard from somebody else that was sitting at the bus station. So I didn't know that. So anyway, we get into the subway, and I'm like, man, you got to let me know what exit to get off at because, I don't know where the fuck I am. I'm, like, freaking out. And, you know, one cab ride was, like, $85. So I was like, I can't afford another cab, man. And he was like, well, you'll be all right. You'll be all right. Dude passes out. He's so drunk. He passes out on the subway. And I'm like, man, wake up. Wake up, man. I don't know where to go, man. Man, wake up. Wake up. And he finally, you know, his body's kind of trained to where he gets off at and everything. It was weird. I don't know. But he woke up and he was like, you need to chill the fuck out. I'm the one that got you where you need to go. This dumbass motherfucker took you to a whorehouse. I was like, oh, my God. So
yeah.
We get out. I thought that was going to be the end of my adventure. But no, let me tell you more. So
God.
We get out at the, we get off the subway and we get back to the bus station. And he's like, what the fuck were you all doing down there anyway? And I was like, man, he wanted to cop some weed. He was like, he is a dumb motherfucker. He's like, I got some weed right here. I'm going to smoke it with you. So I'm like, okay, that guy, I need weed, man, for real, like at this point, you know. So he rolls up the weed, and we're sitting there smoking it. And I started feeling weird, and I was like, man, what kind of weed is this? I've never felt this way off weed. He was like, girl, it's got cocaine in it. I was like, what?
Oh, yeah.
That was good. The first time I had ever even touched cocaine. I didn't even, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
That was never my thing. And so I was completely, it was just a crazy overall experience in New York City. Anyway, that's my little story.
Yo, Shells, did anyone tell you you should write children's books, man?
Children's books.
I love these stories. Yeah, no doubt. Just change the swears into, like, boo-boos and bad things, the baddies or whatever. But, yo, yeah. Yo, you get fucked up when you smoke coke, huh? Yeah, that's
oh my god, man! I listen. It's just not my any kind of feed or anything is not my cup of tea. Anything that makes you, I don't like anything really except weed, to be honest with you. And you know, I just had never tried it. I mean, I had a boyfriend that him and his dad.
Yo, you know we have a
dad,
guest, right?
Yeah,
I know.
Right, I'm just telling you real quick. His dad actually ran cocaine in a lobster fishing company. He went to jail in Cuba, actually, because they lived in Key West. But anyway, so I was around it. I just never did it. But, yeah, he's a New Yorker. I had to tell him about my little New York story. So, yeah,
that was
my New York
story.
That was
a good story. Yeah.
So, anyway.
That's
okay.
An experience for the first time.
Man,
yeah,
I'm telling you. And my second time, I was stuck on George Washington Bridge. And do people realize that there's lanes on George Washington Bridge, or just does everybody drive wherever they want to all the time?
Pretty much anywhere you want to.
Yeah, I kind of realized that shit, too. That was crazy. I'm glad we were going slow. You know what I'm saying? I was like, thank God we were stuck kind of like 1-2 miles an hour, because there's trucks honking up my ass and beside me and everything else. That was crazy. That was my second time. But New York is a whole different lifestyle than, just like L.A. is a different lifestyle than any other place. But New York,
yeah.
When people say New York and L.A. are alike, they are not alike. They are two completely different entities.
I think the reason why they say that is just the congestion. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They both congested cities. That's all. I mean, I've been to L.A. too, and it's like, I'll be honest, Chicago was more like New York than L.A. to me.
Yeah,
Chicago,
I can see that.
Chicago was more like New York to me. Not really like New York, but New York-ish, you know what I mean? And
yeah.
L.A. was more like, it seemed like there was way more cultures in LA than there was in New York. Like every neighborhood you turned down was a different culture, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was different.
It's
yeah, they're kind of
it.
More
like,
open minded and shit. Like they try like
San Diego though, you know, or not San Francisco, sorry. San Francisco is culture-oriented, but it has different sections. It's not, like, combined like L.A. is. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Does that make sense to anybody? Or
yeah.
No, it makes sense. It makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I travel the world, and my favorite city, I lived in Vegas for 10 years, and my favorite city in the States is Philadelphia, man. I think it's a perfect match of, like, old school shit, like culture, like you know, way back in the day,
yeah,
like 1700 stuff mixed with the new age, and it's right on the river there. I just love Philly, man. I love that
Philly's a dope place. I got a lot of homeboys, Italian homeboys that come out of Philly. You know what I'm saying?
There's a lot
and
of Italians in Philly.
Yeah, Philly's there's not but Muslims and Italians in Philly. I say that all the time. Yeah,
that's true.
Philly is flooded with Muslim brothers and Italians, you know what I mean? But, like, I also, you know, outside of music, I work for Law & Order Organized Crime, the TV show. And so a couple of my boys, they drive down from Philly for work every day. Like, they drive the 2 hours. I don't know how they do it, but they drive the 2 hours every day for work. And them Philly dudes are pretty cool, man.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, they are. And, you know, and the thing, I will say this about New York, man. Like, New Yorkers, they keep to themselves a lot. But when you really want to talk to somebody, like, you can tell which one you want to talk to and which one you don't want to talk to. Because they have, like, a certain stance. You know what I mean? Like, the way they carry themselves and everything. For real. Like,
yeah.
They're all busy and scattery and doing their own thing. But I've noticed, I don't know, it's just, maybe I'm crazy again, but, you know, you can kind of tell. The best place I found in New York for the nicest people that will talk to you is the pizza places that are, you know, off the sidewalk. Like, the people that work in the pizza places. Yeah.
I like Jamaican Queens, man. There's some
Jamaican
cool
Queens.
Yeah, that's
where
cool.
I go out to Jamaica a lot. You know what I'm saying? I hang out with Mr. Cheeks and all them guys. They all be on the south side, Jamaica Ave and all that. You know what I mean? Garbrook. So, yeah, they definitely, Jamaica Queens is definitely a hot spot. It's dope out there. And the hip-hop scene is amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah. Yeah,
the hip-hop
for sure.
Scene is crazy. I mean, for artists that are trying to get on and stuff like that, it seems like between Queens, Harlem, and the Bronx, that's where, like, most of the hip-hop artists want to be at if they're trying to get on, because there's a lot of good shit going on as far as, like, showcases and, you know, a lot of the showcases and stuff that go on in those boroughs usually have the right people, you know what I mean? So for the young artists that coming out that's trying to come up and they trying to get around the city to get their music heard, those are the three boroughs where it pops off. I mean, don't get me wrong, Brooklyn got a lot of shit going on too, but it's like, it hits different in Queens, Brooklyn, and Harlem.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no doubt. Well, that's what I love about New York, man. It's like the five boroughs are like five different cities, man. Like, I remember coming in and
five different states.
I wake up next to this girl, and she's like, I got to go. She's like, come with me. I'm like, okay. And then she's like, yeah, I got to go to work. I'm like, okay, what the fuck does she do? Anyway, she's a model. She goes and she seriously walks in, takes off her coat, and starts, like, walking the catwalk. I'm like, all right, this city's cool, man. Because, like, all this stuff is happening. There's, like, five venues on a block. You know what I mean? If you're in the right spot, like, if you're in the right block, there's, like, five venues.
Yeah.
They're all different. There's art shows. There's a hip-hop show.
Yeah.
There's a country show. There's, like, yeah, there's fashion shows. It's crazy, man. I like that.
And in
sometimes I find myself doing, like, maybe five different events in the city, just running from borough to borough, and it feels like you're going from, like, New York to Philly
because
of the traffic. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the traffic is crazy. It is definitely – if anybody listening has an experience, George Washington Bridge, definitely go check that out and cuss me out later. Thank you. Yeah. For real.
Make sure they go during rush hour, though.
Yeah, definitely. Or 2 o'clock in the morning seems to be rush hour in New York. Like, because that's literally when I was stuck on the bridge. I was like, how many people are out at fucking 2 a.m.? You know, I mean, I'm talking garbage trucks and everything.
Oh, baby girl. Yeah, this is like, yo, honestly, man, you got to write this shit down, girl. All your stories, you got to write this shit down. But you got to put it on audiobooks because that little cute little West Virginia accent, you got to roll with that. All right, let's play some music, man. I want to hear this boy's music.
All right, all right. Lord Chaos, what song would you like to play first, sir?
We could start. I gave you a good variety, so, you know, I like to play with music. A lot of the old school guys don't really like the new school music, and the new school guys don't like the old school music. Me, I like to keep my skill set open. You know what I mean? So I'm gonna go with the new style. We're gonna go with the new school style, and we're gonna go with "Don't Stand Down." It's a little little hip hop drill joint.
Perfect.
Okay. Let's get it.
Let's get it.
Up, don't stand down, know you're playing round. I'ma spin round and set round, it's a man down. Better stand up, don't stand down, know you're playing round. I'ma spin round and set round. Don't test me, boy. I really go off like boom, 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 no flexing, boy. You know what it is when I walk in the room, I'm repping, boy. My G's up top, they get them loose, I'm a demon, boy. Twin turbo, that really goes zoom. What your life like? I'm a big trapper, stay dapper, double tapper, no capper, big factor. Hate rappers, that's fake actors. They half round, like protractor, I'm cold backer, no massive, full hazard, dope packer, dope stacker. First I get the dry, then I get the drippy. Run up on the block, next I run the city. I'm the bad boy on the block, boy I do the ditty. If that boy ain't making sense, I'ma run up, give him 50. He used to diddy bobby, now he moving kinda stiffly. Boy, I'm going up, I'm about to get it litty. Hands I raise, that means I just shook the milli. Shell cases and gunpowder, something like a drilly. It's the man down, better stand up, don't stand down. Know you're playing round, I'ma spin round and set round. It's the man down, better stand up, don't stand down. Know you're playing round, I'ma spin round and set round. Better listen, boy. I don't play those games, better give those names and get you missing, boy. You running with lanes, I'ma let it rain. Double fisted, boy. Feel that pain, I'ma spark that flame. Leave you twisted, boy. I'm setting five, you can keep the change. No peace, no treaty, you can't see me. I'ma squeeze that blick, he resting easy. Put a sheet on him, he feeling breezy. Sunday morning, he on the team, a big G, up a DP, sis 3 feet, duck a DT, play these streets like a repeat, that boy bad, no hee-hee, dumb strong like a ree-ree, flow water, no Fiji, smoke your top like a TP, she give him three like a genie, big 40, no BB, I OD like a CC, they cast up like BP, the OG, still hold he, you owe me, let the post speak, 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 it's the man down. Better stand up, don't stand down, know you're playing round. I'ma spin round and set round, it's a man down. Better stand up, don't stand down, know you're playing round. I'ma spin round and set round.
Oh,
damn.
Yeah.
Yo. I'm blown off my seat, yo. I wasn't expecting that. Yo, man, that deep voice of yours, it's like, you know, you got, like, deep voices, and then you got, like, perfect deep voices. Man, that track was fire.
Thank you.
Fire.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate you, man.
No,
exactly,
real. Man, that was fire.
And
yeah.
It's one that's going on. I thought Maddie was going to say, Shell, I know you like that one. Because he knows my type of music, but yeah, that's going on my playlist for sure.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, you want Shell's playlist now? That's big.
Yeah,
that's crazy. No, man, that shit was fire. That shit was fire.
Hey, you know, everybody laughs at me, but my playlist is very, very particular because I am so. Listen, music has been a part of my life forever. When, like I said, my dad was murdered when I was 2, and we did music. I can remember us doing music, you know, and people are like, you were 2, but when you see your father shot in front of you, you remember, you know what I mean? So I did music, like I can remember being a little kid and just singing, and then I started playing piano, and then I started teaching piano when I was 12. I played the flute, the clarinet, the saxophone. I won nationals and all of those, and I actually won nationals in voice way back in the day, believe it or not. But and so like, and then the words are really
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I did.
I didn't know
I
that
did.
Girl. Oh.
No, yeah.
I wouldn't put it past you. I just didn't know that.
So, yeah. I'm just saying, that's how important music. So I take my music selection pretty seriously, you know. So when you get put on my playlist, it's actually an amazing thing. One day, it'll be like as well known as All You Are artists are. Shell's playlist, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, we're going to make that happen, girl.
Yeah, for real. So let me ask you, what inspired that song?
Actually, is an ill story. Like, I was actually just writing because, like I said, I like to experiment with different sounds and stuff. And, you know, young boys are doing the drill music and stuff. And I didn't want to, like, really do no drill music because that's not what I do. You know what I mean? But I wanted the sound. You know what I mean? Because I knew I could flow something ill to it. So at first it just started out as a song displaying my lyricism. But in the midst of me writing that song, my nephew got shot in the head. May he rest in peace. And so a lot of emotions started coming out, and a lot of the words came from that as well. So it was like, you know, it came from just trying to be lyrical to a different sound, and the words came about. You know, my concept at first was, you know, just be lyrical on the track. And then my nephew, you know, got killed, and it kind of put the aggressiveness into it.
So that's why you can really, that's one of those songs, and you know, I go back to my music acronym, the man understanding soul inspired communication, when you had your soul in it. That's one of those songs that I can feel exactly how you feel in that minute. You know what I mean? Like you can, through your music, that's, you know, you could feel it. And that's good music.
Mm-hmm.
And your lyricism was great, I will say, because I was impressed with all, I like lyricist. I'm big on lyricism, so yeah, just the whole round, the whole song, you definitely could feel it, and it's just a whole, that's what makes it so good,
yeah,
in my opinion.
I come from that era of lyricism, you know what I mean? I come from that era of freestyle, you know. I grew up with the Wu-Tangs, I grew up with the Rakims and the, you know, listening to, not grew up with them, but you know, I grew up in that era.
Right.
So my era, it was more like, how can I flip this? How can I flip this beat? How can I flip this style? How can I push myself to another sound? You know what I mean? Make myself another instrument on the beat, you know? So I guess my approach is still the same, but I have to balance it out with what's going on today. You know what I mean? So that,
right.
You know, I'm girl body. You know, I've been girl body since I was like 12 years old. So, you know, Clarence 13X said, in order to reach the babies, you have to spoon feed them. You know what I mean? And you have to speak their language.
I like that.
So in order for me to get my word across and get my story across to someone who's walking in the same shoes that I walked in at one point in my life, it's important for me to try to keep that balance, you know what I mean, so that I can relate to maybe someone. You know, I may not ever meet that person, but I saved that person's life just because they heard one bar in my song. You know what I mean?
And that's real. That's real, man, because that's what – we were just talking about this last night, weren't we, on Sideways.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
That music – it can take you, just those words can either help somebody, it can, you know, reach somebody, help them get through something, it can push somebody to do something. Like, what do people do when they work out? They listen to music, right? What
that,
do people do,
yeah, well, that's what
funerals?
I was
going to
say.
Yeah. Yes.
Well,
at
funerals.
Well, I'm just saying, really, seriously, at funerals we have music,
no,
so we're going to remember that, you know.
You're 100%. But yeah, that track right there, I think, like, honestly, I love music that actually makes you like, hey, what the fuck is this? And wow, okay, I'm gonna get my ass up today. I wouldn't bump that song working out. That would be a song for me to get my ass up.
Yeah.
To go to
it's
work
like
out.
It's like a Rocky song.
You know what I mean?
You know?
Like 100.
It's
dude,
like getting,
no
yeah.
doubt.
Yeah.
Like, all right, so I was a big DMX fan, right? And anybody that know me knows I was like, I could recite every DMX song he ever put out, right? And that was the same thing for me, like when I heard DMX first album, you know what I'm saying? It was like, yo, this right here, this heat right here, it is real, you know what I'm saying? And I felt it, you know, like you were saying, Shelly. So, you know, I guess I gravitated to X as an artist because he was basically speaking my language. You get what I'm saying? He was speaking my language. So at the age that I was at, whatever age I was at, I think I was like 22 at the time. You know what I mean? Whatever age I was at that time, I needed to hear that. You know what I mean? And that's what I want to be. I want to put something out. I want to put music out where somebody needs to hear that. You know what I mean? Somebody needed to 100. Hear that.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. Well, we have
a few callers now. There was a Pastor Don that was on, and he dropped. So this is Ronnie. I'm going to bring him on real quick. Ronnie, you're on air.
All right, how you doing?
Good, man.
How are you?
All righty, I'm blessed and thanking God for another day. If you can look up, you can get up.
Absolutely.
That's
a fact.
Yes, sir. I want to give a shout out to you. Hey, man, keep doing your thing, man. You're a very powerful artist. You always hold on and always keep moving forward. You know what I mean? You're blessed by
appreciate
God.
That.
God structures your words out here, man. You know? But my name is Ronnie Jones. I go by Betrayed Innocence. I have done production and music for quite some time. I even made a couple songs with AK from Do or Die. And, you know, I always wondered if I got too old to do the music. And you know what he told me? He looked at me and said, you're never too old to do something that you love.
Yeah, never.
That's
a fact, man. That's a fact. You know, and I'm glad you brought that out, brother. You know what I'm saying? Because one thing I want to say is Tragedy Gaddafi is a good friend. It's my brother, not a good friend. That's my brother. You know, he comes to the crib sometimes. You know what I mean? We'd be chilling or whatever. You know, I throw on the equipment. I throw on some tracks or whatever. And he'd be like, yo, God, you got to hurry up and put this out. And I, you know, deep down inside, my thought be like, nah, niggas ain't trying to hear me. You know what I'm saying? And he'd be like, nah, God, you got to put it out. You got to put it out. You never too old. Never too old. Music is timeless. And that's the key right there. Music is timeless. I was just listening to some oldies that my moms would be listening to the other day. And I was like, yo, this shit is fire still. You know what I mean? So some dope 70 joint, Curtis Mayfield and Bobby Womack and all that. You know what I mean? And I'm like, yo, these songs are still fire and they still relevant.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
I still play records, y'all. Just making that up. I've got my Aretha Franklin and all that. Like, for real, I still play records.
That's dope. My DJ Kevy Kev, he still DJs off of vinyl records to this day.
Oh. I think DJ King Assassin does, too. I'm pretty sure he still does, but...
DJ Kevy Kev actually been in this game for 50 years.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That is.
Yeah, there ain't no end to it. There ain't no end to it, man. At all.
Nah, it's like never end to it.
Whenever inspiration strikes, it don't matter how old you are, man. Like, it can happen whenever.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Absolutely.
And you know why music never gets old? You know why?
Why?
Music never gets old because everybody lives on a day-to-day basis experiencing new experiences.
Right. Yep. And everybody connects to every different thing. That's why there's so many genres of music. That's why there's so many different artists, because I might not connect to you and your genre, but I might connect to this person and their genre just because I feel through their music and their words and their story, because I connect to it, because people do live every day.
All right.
Yep.
I would like to give a shout out, if y'all don't mind, to all my old school artists out here. Y'all know y'all still hot, man. Y'all the best that ever did it. Without y'all, there was no us. So you know what I mean? Thank you for all your hard work and keeping us inspired over the years, keeping us moving on through the struggle to keep our heads inspired and move forward. Thank you for being some of the greatest
gangster
music has ever got a chance to hear and see.
That's gangster right there.
Shout out
like
to Pastor Don Green Jr. And thank you for sending me the text message to get on this show, man. I am so proud that I got a chance to get on here with some of the greatest. I definitely want to hear you on the radio, and I hope you get a chance to hear me. I do production as well. I love to work with you.
Hey, man, check it out. Pastor Dog got my phone number, man. Tell him to hit you with my number. You send me your link. We link up, and we could probably put some work together, man. I'm always open to do music, man.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes, sir. That's
a blessing. Pastor Don was on here, and his call dropped, so tell him if he doesn't get back on here, you know, I'm sorry I didn't get to him before his call dropped. But, yeah, we appreciate you coming on.
I just got a text that we ain't got to cut the conversation short, but I got a text from Butter Blase. She's an artist.
Yeah, she's on. She's waiting right now, actually. You want me to bring her on while you're on here? Hold on.
Bring her on.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Hey, Butter Blase, are you were there?
Yes, I am. How you doing, people?
Hey,
good
what
evening.
Up, girl?
Good evening.
Hi, good evening.
How are you?
Hey, Butter. You know, I always do this to you, but you know, I have to put you on blast. Butter's one of the illest vocalists in the game. You know what I'm saying? That's the next queen of R&B and hip hop right there. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And I think she should bless y'all with a little melody or something right over the phone. What y'all think?
Oh, okay. All right, girl, get it.
Oh, man.
Get it. Come on, we put you on the spot.
Yeah, you sure did, because I'm at work right now. You know, I'm rolling around the city, and he always does this to me, but that's quite all right. Yeah, off the dome, like, what I'm going to do? That's my coworker in the back, y'all. I'm trying to figure this out.
Yeah, let's get it.
Many are calls and the chosen are few. The best of the few is you. You know exactly what to do. Yes, we both have ups and downs, but somehow we came around and we made each other's love so free. Shout out to Mary J. Blige.
All right.
Of the queen.
I told y'all she was one of the illest vocalists, right? I just said that to y'all, right?
Yes, sir.
You know I'm saying? It gets greater.
It gets greater. Queen, let me ask you something, Queen. And I'm going to ask everybody this, but because I'm very interested in this with anybody that comes on the show. I think I'm crazy. That's okay. What is your sign? What's your astrological sign?
I am a Taurus. I just recently had a birthday, May 11th.
Happy birthday,
girl.
Thank you.
What about you, Lord Chaos? What's your sign?
Yo, man, I got my fingers crossed for this one, dude.
Which you think my side is?
But, yo, you a Leo Hunter, dog.
Nah, not a Leo.
You know, honestly, I would say Aries, but anyway.
Wow, you got
it. No, yo. No, Chaos, you did selfish to be a Leo, man.
Yo, y'all falling off hard.
Yeah.
So half man, half amazing. That's a Saggy.
Yeah, I'm a Sagittarius.
Nice.
You know, that's okay. In the walking in the light of, like, DMX and, you know, great people like that that have blessed
you
the
know,
microphone
Bruce Lee,
and stuff
Bruce
like that.
Lee was a Sagittarius, Jay-Z,
yeah.
DMX. And, like, you know, I told you, I was one of the biggest DMX fans. I could recite damn near every DMX song off the top of my head.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And sound just like them. But, you know, I'm a Sagittarius. I come from that part of the zodiac field.
I'm a Libra, so I can even out anybody. I'm good with anybody.
Yeah.
You know?
That is my father's sign. That's cool.
Yeah. But I was actually born on George Gershwin's birthday, a famous pianist. Old school pianist,
nice.
But yeah.
Can I ask you, what made you ask us that question?
Well, because I just like to know what people's signs are.
Yeah, it's what we do. This is what we do.
You know, it's just, it's one of those things because, honestly, I mean, you know, I'm a believer in God, but I believe in the whole universe. I believe in power, vibes, you know. Energy from the world, from life, from nature, you know. And so, I mean, I just like to kind of see what everybody is because I kind of feel like you can kind of feel people out a little bit when you hear what their sign is.
Oh, yeah. That's a good answer. I agree with you 100% with that. Definitely.
Yeah.
You know, me and Lord Chaos have been friends for almost over 30 years. So, you know, the compatibility as far as creativity has to align. So that, you're right there.
Yeah, for sure. Nice. 30 years, that's a damn long friendship.
Yeah, through the mud, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. That's what's up.
Yeah.
It's nice to have people like that in your life, you know. Yeah, for sure. I have one friend that I talked to that I've known since, for about 30 years. Yeah, ever since I was 12, and I'm soon to be, 31 years. So, I'm 43. But, yeah, nice. Okay. All right. Now, Ronnie, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Ronnie, you didn't tell us your sign, sir.
I'm Aquarius.
Oh, Aquarius. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, no. Oh,
there you go.
Yeah. Okay, all right. Well, let's get on to another song. Chaos, which one would you like to do next?
Let's do Wolves.
All right. Now, listen, guys, I'm going to leave you on, but you have to mute up when we're playing the song because of just the way the podcast is. And then you have to remember to unmute to talk.
All right. Copy.
All right. Let's get it. This is Lord Chaos, Wolves.
Look, sometimes you just got to know when to know better to do better. And to do better is to know better. Chaosity World, OCF, LTR. What we doing, boy? Let's dig it in. A little street code, ain't nothing fair. When the blood of cuz, I can love that. In the hood of pins, I'm a thug, yeah. 20 band large, just to pop up. I ain't in your club if I can blow bud. It's 40 grand large, just to show up. I got a lot of haters when they come home. I keep my eyes on them and they beef too. I keep a couple bangs.
niggas in the E2. I keep a couple hitters in the B2. I need my dollars being like B2. You hear me? Coming down 3-2. Money keep coming, follow these rules. Only wise men really play the fool. Only G's move on they own too. Money runs short, you know how we do. Here's the jungle out there, nigga, be cool. The prey get hunted on the full moon. Set the trap up around high noon. Them ribs start touching at the sundown. The eyes glow, and the mouth drew now. Teeth out, it's time to run down. The wolf out, see the thing of me, I'm here now.
When the wolves show their teeth, you better not fake a flex. When the wolves show their teeth, you better not take it there. They hide it in plain sight and cheese glow. That ain't a smile, boy, they teeth show. And the worst thing you could do is fake and make a move.
When the wolves show their teeth, you better not fake a flex. When the wolves show their teeth, you better not take it there.
They hide it in plain sight and cheese glow. That ain't a smile, boy, they teeth show.
When the wolves show their teeth, when the wolves show their teeth,
you do get a rich off a suck ass. 4-4 chunky got a tug that. He threw a shot at me, got a bug back. Bug back. We gotta see each other, though, trust that.
Trust that.
Eye to eye, homie, now what's that?
What's that?
No apologizing on the mishap.
Nah.
It's done and the dog is in
back.
Your feminine vibe, gotta hide that. Real G, it can't deny that.
Yeah.
Boomerang that, let it fly back.
Fly back.
Translate that, that's a 100 racks. You don't want the smoke, boy, that's fat.
That's
on what? I give a fuck about your feedback. Please come back, I might really need that.
Yeah.
Shut down, down. I really plead that. I've been through some things, man, where we at?
Yeah.
I might slap you once before I react.
Yeah.
You hear that how? That's a wolf pack. 100 B, 100, that's a Jew black.
What up?
It's all black out, like a fuse black. Fuse that, choose that, lose that. Blue black, when I bruise that. New black, 2021, when I cruise that. Who that, send a wolf to chew that.
When the wolves show their teeth, you better not fake a flex. When the wolves show their teeth, you better not take it there. They hide it in plain sight and cheese glow. That ain't a smile, boy, they teeth show. And the worst thing you could do is fake and make a move.
When the wolves show their teeth, you better not fake a flex. When the wolves show their teeth, you better not take it there.
They hide it in plain sight and cheese glow. That ain't a smile, boy, they teeth show.
When the wolves show their teeth, when the wolves show their teeth, show their teeth.
You weren't kidding about your different variety of music there.
Yo, like, remember I told you that that first one, that was one getting me to the gym? This one might push me past 300. I'd be listening to this at the gym. Like, for real, man, that song was beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Like, it wasn't a beautiful show? Like, honestly.
Yeah,
like,
it was.
It was a piece of art.
It was a piece of audio art.
Yeah, me too, man. Yo, I can't wait to hear more of this man's stuff, man, for real. Yo, good job, my man. 100%.
Thank you.
Real talk.
That was fire. That was definitely fire.
I love the passion you have in your music, man. I love.
Yeah, you can feel it.
I love music I can feel, man. I love that. For real.
Thank you so much. I wrote that.
Oh, nice. Nice.
I wrote a lot of that. One.
Yo, buddy, you got that one.
You know what? His deliverance was amazing. I mean, you would think that he lived it, for real.
Yeah.
Because
you know
you could feel it.
Oh no, I wrote that. Don't listen to Butter.
That's a little any joke between him and I. Well, you know, when we have greatness that we do recognize from each other, we actually try to claim it. So, you know, that's the little thing. But, you know, that's the drive that we give each other, you know, to keep writing that greatness, you know.
I was getting ready to say, damn, no wonder y'all been friends 30 years. It must be something y'all experienced together because I could feel him singing.
Yeah, well, you know, we had our times where it's like, no, don't do it like that. Do it like this and bring it. You know, we do that to each other. So, you know, the piggyback on that, pushing for the greatness of the track is always available between him and I. Like, you know, so when the dead air goes and I say, yeah, I wrote that, everybody has to chuckle. Like, it's you know, it comes with the territory, so it's all good.
All right, now y'all confusing yourselves, but all right.
Yeah.
Nah, I was really shocked when you said that. I was like stutter stepping. Did you see me stutter stepping in my talk? I was like, what? What? Because I could feel it. I was like, wow, man, his deliverance was amazing. I don't know. Yeah, for real. All right.
Yeah.
Well, you got me on that one. I will say that.
Yeah, it's light work.
Hey, you stupid, butter.
All right, that was a good get back
though. I ain't gonna lie, butter, because I got you on Violators Radio. I ain't gonna lie.
Yes, you did. You know.
So that was a nice one.
When we played Rockstar, the song that I wrote, Rockstar. You know, he claimed that one. That was a good one. He caught me out there. So it's only right. So you can find that on the name of the track as well.
You like good kind of stuff on that.
Well, that was. I'm excited to hear the next one. Okay, let's go on to the next one.
Yeah, me too.
Which one you want to do next, Tina?
Let's do Buddy Gabout, featuring Joels Ortiz.
Okay.
All right.
Now, which one did you say again? I'm sorry.
Run in your mouth.
Okay. I think this is the right one. Because I've got Extremist, Don't Stand Down, and Wolf. And we did Don't Stand Down, Wolf, and then this has to be Run in Your Mouth because I was probably running my mouth when I was typing it in, to be honest with you. So.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, shit.
Here we go. Let's get it.
I hear you running your mouth, talking about how you the best out. Like I went south, like I ain't standing here with my chest out, poking my bubble vest out. Know how many years rappers been stressed out, trying to write the kind of rhymes that I left out of a song. You rap cowards are mourning the day the hour is gone. While I'm alive, y'all won't give me my flowers, cause I'm a thorn in your side. That's alright, I'ma keep poking. The beast woke in the middle of the night, sheep soaking with teeth broken. That's cause I took a bite out my dreams, hoping it never stops. I only see L's at 3 o'clock when I peek at my watch. Laugh at these lists that I ain't on, I should be at the top. And that's as clear as air, so I'm there if you see me or not. I remember not having gas inside the hoop, so I matted the coupe and the pickup got a panoramic roof. The chain dangles, A angle looking like a kaleidoscope shining. So the finest hoes is eeny, meeny, miny, mo.
I woke up on my dream with this blood in my hands. I guess killing rappers was part of the plan. And what you talking about, I really don't hear your shouts, but we can go about if you keep running your mouth. I woke up out this dream with this blood in my hands. I guess killing rappers was part of the plan. Now what you talking about, I really don't hear your shouts, but we can go about if you keep running your mouth. I beg your pardon, I'm the next out, vest out. Y'all mean told me to flex out. A veteran when the pen text out, projectiles. I'm the definition of projects out. My projects wow, 5-time felon, get the concept pal. These convict styles, I spit the melodies and worshipped overseas. I'm a OG, nobody over me. This rap sturgeon, out purging, start merging. Listen up, it's that urgent. I'm the product and the merchant. Take the itch away when you hurt. My pups in the kennel, shorty nursing, sneaking perksin', I've been putting working. I'ma hit you in the north, they gon' find you in the south. Killers moving silent, go ahead, keep running your mouth. I woke up from my dream with this blood in my hands. I guess killing rappers was part of the plan. Now what you talking about, I really don't hear your shouts, but we can go about if you keep running your mouth. I woke up out this dream with this blood in my hands. I guess killing rappers was part of the plan. Now what you talking about, I really don't hear your shouts, but we can go about if you keep running your mouth. I woke up from my dream with this blood in my hand.
I guess killing rappers was part of the plan. Now what you talking about? I really don't hear your shouts, but we can go about if you keep running your mouth. I woke up out this dream with this blood in my hands. I guess killing rappers was part of the plan. Now what you talking about? I really don't hear your shouts, but we can go about if you keep running your mouth.
Yo, that track, man. Yo, sometimes repetition ain't good, but that was perfect. That was a good hook, for real. I like that song. And very different. All three of your tracks are different, and I like that about you. You're versatile as fuck.
Yeah, I like to bounce on beats. I like to try different things, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so...
It makes me want to put my boxing gloves on and go pounce on somebody.
This is a workout section, man, this show. Anyways, do you have a single boy that you chill with, like, in terms of producing? Or, like, does he have all your different styles on check? Just one guy, or do you have a whole group of people? I know you mentioned a bunch of guys before that you work with.
I like to work with different producers because different producers give different sounds. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was working with this dude named Speed. He had like a DJ Premier type of sound, you know what I'm saying? Like that pure hip-hop sound, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
When he put the scratches and everything in it, you know what I mean? And it gave me, and he really was on his boom bap, you know what I mean? Where a younger producer is going to give me a lot of, you know what I mean, a lot of snares, and, you know, the beaters might be a little bit more up-tempo, you know what I mean? It could be a different style, different sound altogether, you know what I mean? So I like to play around with it. You know what I mean? I get bored doing the same thing over and over and over.
Well, I don't think you do that.
No doubt. Yeah, no kidding, right? Yeah, I mean, honestly, after this show, I'm going to look you up, and I'm going to.
Yeah, me too. I was just sitting here thinking, I'm going to have to add, like, I'm going to have to start researching a little more than just the music I've got and see what I can find.
Yeah, man. Well, it takes a lot.
When you do research me, you're going to find a lot of tracks with me and Butter, you know what I'm saying? Me and Butter got a lot of music. So you go on YouTube, if you look up Ashes of the Soul, Lil Chaos, DJ Ron G, you'll find a lot of music there. And also if you look up Nova Morse, if you just look at all the playlists on my YouTube channel, you know what I mean? There's a me and Butter had did a collab with Reggie Reg of the Crash Crew and DJ Kevy Kev during the pandemic. I put that up there, you know what I'm saying? So you could hear a little bit more on her as well. So,
well, on that note,
there's a few fire joints on there.
On that note, tell everyone, because I know a lot of people are listening right now. Tell everyone your social media.
So basically, social media for my Twitter and my Instagram is the same, @Lord_Chaos_, that's LORD_KAOS_. That's for IG and that's for Twitter. And for YouTube, Lord Chaos. On Facebook is also Lord Chaos, LORDKAOS.
All right, I'm going to add you, man.
I got a TikTok. I just started a TikTok, so yeah, my TikTok is @Lord_Chaos_.
Is Thorns of Impurity yours?
What'd you say?
Thorns of Impurity.
No, it's not.
I am Struggle.
Yes, that's me.
Okay, well, because there's two Lord Chaoses on YouTube, and you have to do Lord Chaos in capital letters, just so everybody out there knows.
Right, all capital letters.
Chaos, I just add you on Twitter, man, because that's all I got.
It says on YouTube, it says @LordChaos103 for his YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Just lay on them. Okay, guys, we're running out of time here, so I want to get to this last song, which is Extremist.
Yeah. I got a feature on there too as well, but I'm just gonna let the people hear who the feature is. I'm not gonna shout it out. You know what I'm saying? The people will just have to hear it.
Okay. All right. Let's get it.
Yeah.
They catch you with a gat. All that mean now that niggas is shooting back. War something I got the taste for. Out on bail, bigger gun than the one I got the case for. Never can tell what I might do. I ain't nothing like you. I put my Dutch out on your night boots. Pull my nuts out on your wife in the mic booth. Situate with her at the end of the night too. Those were the happy days, these the real years. Niggas is brain dead with shit bags and wheelchairs. For the record, I don't give a fuck where your team is. You don't want it with me, cause I'm an extremist.
Oh God, you know where the steam is. So God, you know where the team is. Pack them up, stick them up, I'm an extremist. I go hard, my dub's the meanest. Oh God, you know where the steam is. So God, you know where the team is. Pack them up, stick them up, I'm an extremist. These new bail laws got them feeling invincible. Till the 40 pop out, disturbing your spiritual. Doctor said he gon' make it, that's a miracle. Suffocate him with a pillow, that's a ritual. We different individuals, you broken, you pitiful. I weigh it on the digital, things that get critical. Your chick in the crib, homie nursing my genitals. I'm increasing decimal, moving the mineral. Stick your chest out, homie bidding the general. Thugs out here still ducking the federal. 5-time felon still mixing the chemical. So I ain't got no pump pumping six in your physical. Get your shine box and step out the cleanest. Organized crime facing out the cleanest. Chaosity world, the God is a genius. In wartime I'm sending out rockets, I'm an extremist.
I go hard, my dub's the meanest. Oh God, you know where the steam is. So God, you know where the team is. Pack them up, strip them up, I'm an extremist. I go hard, my dub's the meanest. Oh God, you know where the steam is. So God, you know where the team is. Pack them up, strip them up, I'm an extremist. It's so good, it's alright. All my G's get it right tonight. I said, it's so good, it's alright. Get high tonight. I said, it's so good, it's alright. I'ma hustle all day and play all night. I said, it's so good, it's alright. My NYG's gon' ride tonight. I go hard, my dub's the meanest. I go God, you know where the steam is. So God, you know where the team is. Pack em up, strip em up, I'm an extremist. I go hard, my dub's the meanest. I go God, you know where the steam is. So God, you know where the team is. Pack em up, strip em up, I'm an extremist.
Go hard, yeah. I like that song.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, me too,
because
man.
I'm an extremist.
I mean, yeah, no doubt. Man, that's
yeah,
good shit.
Sure.
You got that groove, man. Yeah. Yeah, man.
Listen.
Yo, honestly, man, like, Shells and I do a lot of radio, and we've had a lot of people on. And this has kind of been the first time I've been taken aback just based on the variety. And,
right.
And like the extreme variety, right? So like it's like you good at every sound you want to do. So I mean, yo, man,
yeah,
yo, 2023, man, keep it up, dog. Cause, yeah.
You really, like Maddie said, it takes a lot to really take me back. I'll tell you who surprised me, but you've kind of surprised me a little bit more, but. Big D of Nappy Root surprised me with some
of
his songs.
We had him a few weeks back, actually. Man, talk about a great dude. But, yeah, he's like, man, everything different. But you are just, you're hard at it. It's a sight.
Yeah.
It's, think. It's like.
I can feel every time. Yeah. I can feel your music. And Chaos, I'm going to tell you, that's what I look for in music. And you usually can't, well, I'm going to say a lot of times you cannot find somebody to keep, like, they'll have one or two songs you can fill them, but not, like, every single song like I have this one. Kudos to you, for real.
Yeah, true that.
Thank you.
I appreciate that. It means a lot. Thank you.
Yeah, for sure.
Thank you.
You know what I mean?
I hope to have you back. We'd like to have you come on Sideways with Shells and Maddie M. We're on Wednesday night at 9 p.m. You know,
Anytime, man.
I would love to do this again sometime, you know what I mean? And because of the time it took us in promoting it, you know what I'm saying? It was like an hour before and all that, you know what I mean?
Right.
Maybe we could do a better
promotion.
Well,
I was waiting on a picture, and I was like, okay. I don't want to post something
without somebody. Yeah, yeah, that was,
you know,
that's totally my fault, you know. But, you know, I would like to, I feel, you know what I'm saying, everybody's going to be hitting me up like, yo, I missed it. You hit me up like 10 minutes before.
Shells,
get them on, man. Get them on Sideways.
I can contact him for sure.
Yeah, please do.
Let's do it.
Yeah, I hope you enjoyed our show. We try to have a good vibe going on when we're on here and just enjoy life. So, you know, we appreciate you coming on. And like Shell said,
OG sends his regards, man. Yeah. Sorry you couldn't make it, but
it's all love. Tell him I said peace, love, and blessings. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate and thank you all for, and especially OG Mac for having me on the show. You know what I mean? I was kind of surprised when OG, you know, reached out to me, so I wanted to thank him. But, you know, maybe next time if I can get back on, I'll be able to, you know what I'm saying, thank him personally. Meant a lot, you know what I'm saying, for the OG to reach out to the God like that. That was real official of him, real recognized.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know what I mean?
Well, I'm his manager, so I'll tell him. But, yeah, he's in a rough spot right now. But, yeah, man, I'm sure he'd love that, no doubt.
Yeah, it's a lot of love. I respect it. Much love and respect, man.
Yeah, he appreciates it.
And, you know, tell Pastor Don that I'm sorry that I dropped his call before I got to him. It seems like he's a big part of your crew there.
I know Pastor he's out in Arizona, actually. I think he's Arizona.
Oh yeah, Rosie. Okay.
I think he's in Arizona, if I'm not mistaken. And he has a lot of things going on too, so I definitely passed the word on to him, and now that he knows, you know, about the show, he probably come on there every now and then himself just to check shit out. You know what I mean? But he's a good dude.
I appreciate, like I said, he was sending texts out to everybody.
Yeah.
You know,
we're planning on doing this again. So no doubt there'll be other times.
Yeah, I got more music, man. I got so much music, man.
Yeah, I can't wait.
I'm getting ready to go
music,
go
man.
Pick your brain with your music here in just a minute. Like, I'm getting ready to go pick your brain by listening to your music, because honestly, I'm not just saying this because I wouldn't say anything if I didn't want to say it, but you really have.
We don't lie, man.
Yeah.
No doubt. All right, man. Hey, for coming on, and Shells will keep in touch with you, and we're going to get you, I hope, to keep in touch. Yeah, no doubt. We're going to get you back on.
And as we go out, guys, we're going to play Lord Chaos, Don't Stand Down. That's what we started with. And like I say, everybody, keep grinding and shining and keep your head up.
Yep.
Because what is it we say? Some of our worst days are better than some people's best days. Just remember that.
Nah, even our worst day is better than most people's. I mean, our worst day is better than most people's best day.
That's what I said, man.
Well, no, I just, okay, sorry. Anyways, yo, love y'all.
Just love you, Maddie. All right.
Peace.
Bye. Thank you.
All right, peace. Peace. Thank
y'all. Later, care.
Peace.
The man down, better stand up, don't stand down on your man round. I'ma spin round and send round, it's a man down. Better stand up, don't stand down on your man round. I'ma spin round and send round. Don't test me, boy. I really go off like boom, 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 no flexing, boy. You know what it is when I walk in the room, I'm repping, boy. My G's up top, they get them loons, I'm a demon, boy. Twin turbo, that really goes zoom with your life like. I'm a big trapper, stay dapper, double tapper, no capper. Big factor, hate rappers, that's fake actors. They half round, like protractor, I'm a crow bastard. No massive, full hazard, dope packer, dope stacker. First I get the dry, then I get the drippy. Run up on the block, next I run the city. I'm the bad boy on the block, boy I do the ditty. If that boy ain't making sense, I'ma run up, give him 50. He used to diddy bop me, now he moving kinda stiffly. Boy, I'm going up, I'm about to get it litty. And hands I raise, that means I just shook the milli. Shell cases and gunpowder, something like a drilly. The man down, better stand up, don't stand down on your man round. I'ma spin round and send round, it's a man down. Better stand up, don't stand down on your man round. I'ma spin round and send round. Better listen, boy, I don't play those games, better give those names and get you missing, boy. You running with lanes, I'ma let it rain. Double fisted, boy. Feel that pain, I'ma spark that flame. Leave you twisted, boy. I'm setting five, you can keep the change. No peace, no treaty, you can't see me. I'ma squeeze that blick, he resting easy. Put a sheet on him, he feeling breezy. Sunday morning, he on the TV, a big G, up a DP, sis 3 feet, duck a DT, play these streets like a repeat, that boy bad, no he, dumb strong like a re, flow water, no Fiji, smoke your top like a TP, she give him three like a genie, big 40, no BB, I OD like a CC, they cast up like BP, the OG, still hold he, you owe me, let the post speak, 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 the man down. Better stand up, don't stand down on your man round. I'ma spin round and send round, it's a man down. Better stand up, don't stand down on your man round. I'ma spin round and send round.